Amen. The Lord bless this morning and welcome to our drive-in service. I'm going to start off by singing a couple of choruses on Ken, just joining in your cars and make a joyful noise. Let's start off another chorus. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that's important and plain. Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you this morning for your grace, which is shown towards each and every one of us, and also, Lord, for your invitation to come unto you. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, that you're no respecter of persons, and that you're long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, this morning that you bless the service for your own glory. May you receive unto yourself glory, honour and praise, and may your name be exalted and high and lifted up in the precious name of Jesus Christ. May it be magnified above everything else, for Lord God, there is but one God, and there's none beside you. And Lord, we worship you this morning, and Lord, we trust we do it in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have, Lord, given us the ability, Lord, and eyes have to see the truth contained within thy word. And Lord, for the greatest truth of all, that a man must be born again. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, also your word says that you come to destroy the works of the devil. And Lord, his greatest work is to keep men and women in bondage, to bind them in chains of darkness, Lord, to tell them lies. But Lord, yours have come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Lord, if there's any this morning, Lord, or would listen to this service later on, and Lord, they're perhaps in the prison house, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll set that prisoner free in Jesus Christ's name. For Lord, you can break the chains this morning. And Lord, the only thing that's keeping a man or a woman in chains this morning is unbelief. Lord, if they turn to you, Lord, by faith, Lord, you'll bring them out, Lord. You'll take them out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and you'll wash them, and you'll set their feet even on the King's highway, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, even as you found out some Martin, Lord, on the Jericho Road, he was bleeding and dying. But Lord, you poured in the oil and the wine. And I pray, Lord, this morning that you'll pour in oil and wine, even anoint our brother Jack as he comes to preach thy word in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. That, Lord, that the preaching of your word and the preaching of your name may be as ointment poured forth in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, that you bless each one that's in attendance here this morning. Pray, Lord, you'll speak to each person's heart. And Lord, we invite the Holy Ghost to come and minister to each one, Lord, even in our cars this morning. And Lord, and even to those that would listen afterward by way of internet or some other means. We pray, Lord God, that even while the voice of the preacher is silent, that the work and the voice of the Holy Ghost will continue to minister and speak on in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning for Calvary. We thank you for thy precious blood. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you were as that lamb that was led before his shears was dumb, and so you opened not your mouth. Lord, when they brought forth all manner of false accusations against you, Lord, when you were brought before that old fox, Lord, you never opened your mouth. Lord, we pray, Lord, this morning that you'll help us to be like you. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, for when we are persecuted falsely, Lord, sometimes our anger and temper rises up within us. But Lord Jesus, your word says that anger rests in the bosom of fools. And we just pray, Lord, this morning that you'll help us to be like you. And help us, Lord, to quote your word. Lord, when trials come and circumstances come, Lord, we have a sharp two-edged sword. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us, Lord, and give us the ability to use it, Lord, to come against the enemy every time. Lord, even as your word declares, when you were tempted of the devil, you said it is written. Help us to be like you, Lord Jesus Christ, and go forward in the power and the might of the sword of thy spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, thou just accept it for thanks and praise, and we give you glory, honour and praise in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, this morning, Lord, before we close in prayer, before we finish in prayer, pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for those that are sick, Lord, and their families. Lord, for those that's needing a touch from you. Lord, for those that's needing full deliverance, Lord, that only you can do. Lord, our own selves, Lord, we can't do anything at all. Lord, for we're just dust and ashes, Lord, we're flesh and blood. But Lord God, you are the creator. And Lord, by you, every good and perfect gift comes from. We just pray, Lord God, that you'll help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to speak in faith. For your word says all things are possible. Only believe. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, now, Lord, for even our brother Billy. Pray, Lord, you'll touch him and deliver him. Full deliverance in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Lord, make him comfortable in Jesus Christ's name. Take away his pain in the name of Jesus Christ and touch his heart. Touch his soul, Lord, and give him an uplifting and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray, giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn to number 703 in the Redemption Hymn Book. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Wilt thou be clean?" I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. In 703 in the Redemption Hymn Book.
Oh, why for all my sin?
Brother Jackie comes with the word this morning. Can we sing that little chorus? When his wounded hand touched mine, when his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. Praise God. When his wounded hand touched mine. When his wounded hand.
It's great to be with you this morning, this lovely, gracious morning that the Lord has given us. You know, the Bible says, this is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You know, folks, we have something to shout about. You know, even during the worship, the words, the songs, they penetrate the heart, don't they? They encourage us. So it's most important to keep our focus on the Lord Jesus. What he has done for us. Where he has taken us from. Amen. The Lord, you know, Tommy asked me a few days ago to share, bring a word. And to be honest with you, I had nothing. And I think it was on Tuesday morning I got up out of my bed. And the Lord gave me four sentences. And this is what I'm going to bring this morning. You know, I've spent time and I believe the Lord has given me a word for us all. Even this speaker here this morning. We all need a word from God. We all need to be encouraged. Especially in the day and the age that we're living in. Amen. But you know something, before I read here, I want to pray. Let's bow our heads. Because you know, we're under an open heaven. And there's a holy God in heaven. And we want to show him reverential fear. Amen. So let's bow our heads. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning to give you thanks, to give you honor, to give you all the glory. Father, at this time, we just commit the rest of this meeting unto you. I pray, Lord, that you will speak like thunder, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will speak to hearts this morning. I pray that people would be encouraged. I pray that people will be convicted. I pray that people will know refreshing that only comes from you. I pray, Lord, that you will just lead us and guide us, that we will be aware of you so much. Lord, that there will be God encounters this morning, Lord, that you will change us from glory to glory, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray, have your way. And I just ask you, Lord, will you anoint these clay lips? Fill me with the Holy Ghost and fire, that I will deliver the word of God. And through it all, that you will be glorified. And the captives will be set free in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I take authority over every demon spirit and I bind their works right now in Jesus' name. Every hindering spirit, every foul spirit, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, that you will have your way. And Lord, through it all, that the Holy Spirit will flow from cure to cure. And each person will know that touch from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you'd like to turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And we're going to see what the Lord says here. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. I'm going to give you a minute. I put a title on my message this morning. Look and live. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to look to Him and live in Him. Amen. Because He is the source of life. Without Him, I could not stand here this morning and deliver His word. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. And the Bible says, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And another verse that I have, and we all know these verses, and you know, it's so important to know the verses, but I'll say this, friends. We need to know the author of these verses. They need to come real. They need to come true in our lives, in our souls and in our spirits, that we will come alive. Amen. You know, this morning, you know, there'll be places and there'll be preaching. And it's so easy to get a sermon from the internet. But I don't want to bring you a sermon from the internet. I want to bring you a word from my heart, from God Almighty. It's the Rhema word of God that sets the captives free. It's the Rhema word of God that stores up the believer and sets them on fire that they will go out and make other disciples. Amen. My second verse is here, it's Galatians 2:20. And we all know it. Amen. Or we should know it. And the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh. Take note of this. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Does that not encourage you? The words of Scripture this morning, who loved me, who loved you, and gave himself for you. You know, it says here, I live, this is Paul speaking here, the Apostle Paul. He says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, it was God give us the faith to believe in the first place. And he wants us to live by faith. You know, it's recorded in the Bible 4 times, the just shall live by faith. Are you living by faith this morning? Are you looking on to Christ? Amen. The finisher of our faith. You know, I want to say this. In these difficult and uncertain days that we are living in, God is in control. God is in control. Nothing takes him by surprise. But you know what? I believe we need to turn back to the way of God. The church has got away from God. They're going on their own steam. And it's time for coming back and looking to Him. Looking to Him and living. And knowing His power in our lives. Amen. You know what? I'm going to say things here this morning, and I don't want to offend anyone. But I believe I have to deliver these things. I can't apologize for the truth. The church is messed up. It saddens me to see the things that's happening. My daddy used to say years ago, and some of the things he said, I can see coming to pass. He says there's going to come a day, Jackie, when they'll swing wide the gates and anything will happen. The gates of the churches, the doors of the churches. And I'm not going to go into any things that's happened. We all know. We can all hear. We can all see. Not looking to God, but looking to man. I believe we're living in the last of the last days. Someday soon, the Lord Jesus is going to split the clouds. I hope you believe that. I've said that to people of recent, and they think I'm mad. They think I'm crazy. But someday they're going to be taken by surprise. He's going to come in like a thief in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. See, with this covert and all the pressure and all the fear and all the brainwashing, believers have been brainwashed. Can I say that very reverently? They have been brainwashed. Let's be brainwashed. Let's be influenced by this precious book that man has given their lives for over the centuries. Let's get back to the book. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you know something? I'm going to make this statement here. See, the church has allowed the media and the world to make them believe that covert is more greater than God. It's not an awful statement to make. All you have to do is listen to people. They're living defeated lives. They're living in fear. The book of Luke says that men's hearts will fail them for fear. See, friends this morning, brothers and sisters, see, it's not that the enemy has become more powerful, but it's because the church has become weak. I'm going to say that again. It's not that the enemy has become more powerful. It's because the church has become weak. See, hell has trying to disarm the church of Jesus Christ. But he's not going to deceive. The God that we serve. I believe the people in the chorus here this morning. They believe their God. And they shall do exploits. That's what God wants us to do. Rise up in his power and his authority. And take back what has been taken. It's time for restoring the things that has been lost. Getting back to the apostolic teaching. Away with dead religion. You know what? And I love my mommy and daddy. But I was brought up religious. I think this is the first time I've ever said this. And I say it sorrowfully. Brought up with the do's and the don'ts. But you know what? It has took me years to see this. My daddy's in glory. And I love him. My mommy's still alive. She's 89. But you know what? We don't need religion. We need relationship. And that relationship only comes by looking to him and living in him. Amen. When we think of that scripture in Hebrews 12 and 2, looking on to Jesus. Do you know what that means in the Greek? It means turning our eyes away and fixing our eyes on him. That's what we have done. I have done that. Even earlier last year, the things I stepped back from. They say confession is good for the soul. It's time to rise up again. It's to rise up in the power and the authority that Jesus Christ has given us. Amen. For too long we have lay down. For too long we have been paralyzed with fear instead of filled with faith. Think about Stephen of old. He was a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. We don't hear that often preached about. You know, I listen to Tommy preaching and he speaks and he preaches faith. And that's one thing that's essential. Brother Tommy, keep preaching faith. Because that's where the church has missed out. The just shall live by their faith in God Almighty. Amen. See, when we take our eyes off Jesus, we're in trouble. We're in trouble if we take our eyes off Him. We can't go on our own thing. Amen. There's a lovely verse here in Jude 1 and 21. I'm just going to read it. I don't want to slow off, am I? Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Amiga Ministries, keep yourselves in the love of God. Love one another, pray for one another, be united with one another. If there's anything to deal with it and put it in the past. Because the old enemy of our souls is very good at causing division. He's very good at causing backbiting amongst the brethren. Deal with it, put it right, stay in unity, stay in the love of God. And you know what that verse says? Looking. That's why I've said, look and live. Looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, friends, this morning, it was His mercy that brought us here in our vehicles. It was His mercy that this door was opened, that this hatch was opened, that He brought us here. And we need to realize. Amen. I have a question for you this morning. How is your focus? What are you focused on? What are you looking upon? Only you can answer that question. But I want to challenge you this morning. Someone's looking at the wrong things. We need to look to Him. See, what we focus on, we become like. I think of the words of the Apostle Paul. He could say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Mind you, if we would imitate Paul, we wouldn't have far away from Christ. And in these days, in this age that we're living in, we need to be so careful. We need to be so careful with our focus, what we're looking to. Mind you, when we take our eyes off Him and look at the things of the world, there's no hope. But hallelujah, there's hope in Christ. That's the believer's choice. We have all been given a free will. It's what you want to do with your walk with God. I trust we are all walking with God this morning. If we're not, we need to come back. This morning, as you sit in your vehicle, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to. It'll be the most important choice that you have made in your life to get right with God Almighty. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you prepared to call upon the name of the Lord this morning? Maybe you're backslidden. Maybe you're cold at heart. Cry out to Him. He hears your cry. If you need deliverance this morning, see, this is the focus on the lovely Lord Jesus, the great physician. The Bible says in the book of Joel, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Do you need deliverance this morning? Well, He can do it if you trust Him, if you believe Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know something? Even for the songs that Gary sang this morning, and even for the prayer that he prayed, it was just so encouraging to me that I got encouragement. I knew I was bringing the right word. But you know what? There's a hymn we sing. I assume you sing it at Omega Ministries. But I have sang it over the years. And it goes like, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like him. Can I say this from deep from my heart? Friends, we sing it, but we don't believe it. We don't act upon it. I'm guilty, but you know, we can always change. You know, to be like Jesus, and then maybe when we go out in our car and somebody drives out in front of us and we're blaring the horn and we're getting angry. Need I say anything more? Have I got angry? Many a time. But I think we need to wise up. God is looking at people as holy. He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. He's coming back for a filled church, filled with the oil of the Spirit. Do you want to be there? Do you want to be ready? Stay focused, my dear friend. Don't be sidetracked by anything, by any man or any woman or any demon in hell. Stay focused on him. Look to Christ, because he's the miracle worker. He is the way maker. He is the promise keeper. He is the life in the darkness. Maybe right now, or maybe you're going through dark moments, will you look to him? And he will shine his light, and you will know his touch, my dear friends. Will you look to him? You know, Paul could say in Philippians here, chapter 3, verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, we have to be pressing on. We have to be going forward. You know something, when we stand still, do you know what happens? We start to go back. You can't hunt with a hare and run with the hounds. There's no in between. You can't sit in the fence. It's one way or the other. But I would encourage you, go God's way. Look to Christ. Amen. I want to encourage you this morning. And this has only came alive to me this past maybe 3 or 4 weeks. I've read it. Isn't it amazing when we read the scriptures? But in that particular time, it comes real. It comes alive. It comes that Rhema word. And Paul here could say in Acts 20 and 24, and this is a mighty statement, and I'm only reading the first line of it, and as he says, but none of these things move me. We have been moved away from the working of God. We have been diverted from the works of Christ. Let's think about it for a moment. Look what Paul went through. We think we're going through hard times. We haven't seen hard times, friends. We need to get right up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, think of what Paul has went through. He has been persecuted. He has been shipwrecked. Left for dead. Lowered over a wall in a basket to escape the Jews who were going to kill him. And he can make this amazing statement, but none of these things move me. Are we off there, brother? Amen. But he could make this statement, none of these things move me. I pray that you will get this deep in your heart, regardless whatever happens, regardless whatever comes your way, that you can be like Paul of old and say, none of these things move me. I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to stand strong in Christ. I'm going to keep looking to Christ. I'm going to keep living in Christ and to know his power and his authority in my life. See, looking to Jesus is the key to blessing, victory in a believer's life. Do you believe that this morning? The key is looking to Christ, which brings victory in a believer's life. Amen. See, I want to say this to you, don't be... Okay. Alright. No problem. You're alright, Mark. Bless you. You know, don't be slaves to sin. Don't be slaves to secret sins. Why am I saying this thing? Because we need to clean up our act. Am I pointing the finger at anyone? I'm throwing this out. Don't be slaves to sin. There's some of us here this morning and you've got scars in your life. Well, God wants to heal them scars. He wants to touch you. He wants to set you free. Amen. Is that me? Yeah. Amen. See. Hello? Sorry. Laura. See, some of us has got deep scars. Some of us, our hearts have been broken. Some of us, this morning, we have been let down. But you know what? He wants to heal. The psalmist could say in 147:3, he heals the broken heart and he binds up their wounds. And he wants to do that this morning with you, dear friend. Them deep scars that never has been brought to the surface. And he wants to touch. You know, he can heal you right sitting in your car if you cry out to him. If you allow him to minister to you. Or maybe you might need to go and speak to Pastor Tommy here, or speak to someone that you can trust, that you can pour your heart out to. See, there's times that we have to bring these things to the surface and get them dealt with. I don't know why I'm saying that this morning, but I feel it's a word, or maybe for more than one people. Will you deal with it, my dear friend? Don't be in bondage till it any longer. It holds you back from your walk with God. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to hold you back. He wants to give you dark times in your life. But look to Jesus. In fact, the enemy wants to kill you. He has tried to kill me over my lifetime. And when I look back and I can see the precious hand of Jesus. It's a big emphasis this morning on looking and living and our focus on Jesus. Because where else can we go? I know time's going on and I'm going to wind up in a minute or two. But you know what? I can remember about 25 years ago, one day I was in bed and the devil came into my bedroom. I was sleeping. I'm not saying this to scare anyone. I'm saying that we need to wake it up. And he come in. He's not a nice person to deal with. And he physically started to strangle me. And I was choking. Now, not everyone will believe this, but you know what? I experienced it. I knew there was something happening. And you see, the moment that I cried Jesus with the little breath that I had, I shouted, Jesus! And he departed. He departed. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. Do you see when he comes? Stand on the word of God. Stand on what Jesus has done for you. Amen. See, he hears the cry of your heart, my dear friend. See, the Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. Do you believe that? See, one encounter with Jesus, and you will never be the same again. I pray this morning, as I wind up, that we will all know that experience, that we will know that encounter with Jesus, that we will know the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. After all, what does Jesus do? He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Friends, this morning we don't need any vaccine. We need a divine vaccine. We need the Holy Ghost fire in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 There's someone here this morning and you are paralyzed with fear. Well, you know what the Bible says? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. For once in your life, defeat that foe in your life. For once in your life, if you can't defeat him by yourself, go to another brother, go to another sister, and ask them to pray with you that you will be released from this demon of fear. Because he paralyzes. There's someone here that's very strong in my heart. And you know who you are. And I'm going to say no more. I don't want to drag the meeting. But you know what? If you need prayer, talk to Pastor. and he'll pray with you, and he'll see you set free by the anointing and by the power of the Holy Ghost. As I finish, and I think I told Tommy this recently, I have went to lots of Pentecostal meetings. I have went to full gospel meetings. Anywhere where the Holy Ghost was allowed to move. And it has took me years to realize this. I'm not Pentecostal. I only believe in the experience of Pentecost. I hope you know the experience of Pentecost in your life. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-kicking, going forward in his power and his anointing. I just pray that the Lord will bless each one this morning, that you have known his presence in a very special way, and not only that, you will take his presence with you, and that you will speak to precious people that needs to know the word of life, that the anointing that you take away from you will be transferred to other people. Because all around us, there is a dying word. I could say a lot more about COVID, but I don't feel led to what is happening and all. But you know, there's a dying word. They need your help. When you look to Jesus, and when you live in Jesus, and you know his power and his authority, when you know his healing touch in your life, I'm just going to finish in prayer, and I'm going to hand it over to Pastor. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this time. I just pray that you will bless your people. I pray that your people will be encouraged. I pray that the people of God in this Cure Park will go on with you, that every hindrance will be broke in Jesus' name. And as each one sits in their cure, I just pray, Lord, let your anointing rest upon them. Let your presence go with them. I pray for those that are sick and afflicted, that their yokes will be broken off in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power come into the cures and touch them and set them free. That yoke, that spirit of infirmity will be broken in Jesus' name. And Lord, even for that person that's troubled with deep fear, spirit of fear, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. And I take authority and I cast you off. And I pray, Lord, your peace upon that person. Your peace that surpasses all understanding shall be their portion. Now, Lord, we just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Because we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You know, before I hand over to Tommy, there's one thing I want to say. And I'm not uplifting this man, but I feel so strong in my heart. For your pastor that leads you, for your shepherd that guides you, come behind him, support him in every way you can. Because, you know, I'm not a pastor, but in the wee work that I do, I know there's enemies all around. And we all need encouraged. This man here needs encouraged with the work that God has given him. To steer, to guide you people, to shepherd you people. The responsibility of bringing the word of God in its fullness and its truth. So pray for him, encourage him and his family and his precious wife. Stick with them. Don't backbite them. Because God hates the backbiters. I just finish at that point. Thank you all for listening. And may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank Brother Jackie. I really enjoyed the Word of God. And I believe that's the truth. It's the Lord Jesus we have to look till. And we certainly don't want the spirit of fear. And people are really caught up with fear. There's no doubt about that. That is the absolute truth. But we don't want fear. We want the Lord. You know, it's wonderful when you think of the Lord Jesus. Well, he touched 10 lepers. And he healed them. 10 of them came to him. And he healed 10 of them. But out of the 10 of them, only one come back. One come back out of 10. Now the Lord showed me something recently about the one that come back out of the 10. He healed the 10. But one come back. And the Bible says Jesus made him whole. Leprosy takes your fingers off and your toes off and parts of your body off. The 10 were healed, but one was made whole. That means he got his toes back and his fingers back. Because he come back to the Lord and he thanked him. And we've a lot to thank the Lord about today. A lot to thank him about. That he's blessed us and kept us and saved us. And we appreciate Brother Jackie and we appreciate the Word of God. And we thank the Lord. We had to keep on going on. And I tell you, that's what God wants us to do, to keep on keeping on with him. Amen. Just to say, I have the David Greeno books with me. There's only 3 left. They're powerful books. They're inspirational of a man that was used of God in this country. A man that you don't hear mentioned. There's men of God that's been in this country that you never hear mentioned. And the far greater ministries than a lot of people that's talked about. And I tell you, it's worth a read. Anyone else wants one of the books, let me know. They're almost gone. I got them at countdown price. They're cheap at £10. And if you want one, you can have one this morning. Praise God. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have Brother Samuel preaching the Word of God here. We're going to keep on. I'll be live again this evening at 4:30. And I have a strange message I'm preparing. I've never preached it. You know what it's called? Throwing off the old coat. That's the title. I'm only working on it. I haven't even prepared it. It's just a word this morning. Throwing off the old coat. We're leaving here. Christ is coming. And we're going. And you need to see the God. For the day of redemption. Praise God. I'm going to pray. And Brother Gary's going to come. Tune in at 4:30 this evening. Tune in this evening. 4:30 this evening. That for a wee word from the Lord. And I know it's people maybe forget about it and different things, but keep tuned in, keep hearing the Word of God. The Word of God will do you good. And I want to thank Brother Jackie and his wife. The Lord bless you for a word in season, looking to Jesus. Let's bow our heads. If you have a need in your car, I want you to stick your hand right up in faith. Close your eyes, stick your hand up in faith. Believe God for you are this morning. If you're the person that's got fear, get rid of it. Give it back to the devil. You know, I tell you, I had COVID. I had COVID. There's some other people here with COVID. And I was bad enough, but there's a woman from Africa and her husband prayed for me over the phone in my living room. And God healed me. And they say you don't get your taste back for weeks. Well, I got mine back in 48 hours. But God touched me. I prayed for a woman that was in a ventilator with COVID dying in America over the internet. God healed her and she was let home in 24 hours. Her husband was healed as well from COVID. They said he would die, he wouldn't live. God healed him. His wife said to me, he's out working at the Jeep today and he's completely healed. God can heal anything. God's able. But don't be afraid. Fear God. And resist the devil. Catch your deliverance. Catch your healing. Jesus has paid for it with his stripes. Bow your heads and keep your hand up high. If you want prayer this morning, praise God. Father in heaven, we bow before you. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every work of the devil. We rebuke every lie of the devil. We rebuke the spirit of fear and infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we pray for total deliverance upon every man and woman in these vehicles. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of the Holy Ghost come into these cars and come into the people. May the Spirit of God quicken our mortal bodies. Lord, make us to be, as your brother said, like Jesus. Lord, let us look and live, Lord. Look and live on Jesus. Turn us again, O God. Cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Save us, and we shall be saved. Heal us, and we shall be healed. Deliver us, and we shall be delivered. In Jesus Christ's name, bless your people, strengthen them, encourage them. Pray for Brother Jackie, bless him, strengthen him, touch his wife, bless her. Oh God, touch all those that need your touch today. Give a miracle for a miracle's needed. Give a healing for a healing's needed. Save and deliver in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we know you can't fail. You cannot fail. And we thank you for that. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We bless the name of Jesus, for it is above every other name. We bless you now. We bless your people now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. As Brother Gary comes, 4:30 this evening, tune in. Now, I don't preach that message tonight. I will be preaching it. Throwing off the old coat. We've a new coat to get. We're getting a new coat. We're going. We're leaving. Hallelujah! God bless you.
Each one, the devil tried to silence us this morning, but we just have to speak up. I wish I knew that hymn. I have a message from the Lord, hallelujah. It's a message unto you, I give us look and live, but unfortunately, I can't play it. So, we're going to sing that other little hymn Jackie mentioned, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. It starts off from Bethlehem's manger, came forth us, Saviour. On earth I long to be like him. Amen. So if you know it, join in, praise God.
From Bethlehem. Oh,
prayer. Faithful God and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the encouraging word this morning to look on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we pray that in these moving times, Lord, that our hope, like the hymn writer said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Pray, Lord, this morning indeed that our eyes will be fixed upon you and that we'll not be distracted by the wind and the waves and the torments that surround us, but Lord, that we will continue, Lord, to look steadfastly upon you. Lord, for we know that you're able, Lord, to deliver and save, Lord, unto the uttermost. We know, Lord God, that thou art a rock in the time of trouble. And Lord, we just trust and pray this morning that your word indeed will take root in our hearts, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that we'll not fear. Lord, your word says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I pray, Lord God, this morning as we go from this place, that we'll have a cheerful skip in our hearts, Lord, and a cheerful look upon our face in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, not always to be going about somber and down the dumps and downcast, but Lord, we're the children of God this morning. We have joy in our hearts and we have victory in Jesus. I pray, Lord, this morning you'll help us to behave victoriously in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Lord, bless each one as they go. Bless the meeting this evening. Bless our brother Jackie. And Lord, all that's said and done may bring glory and honour to your precious name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you as you go. And enjoy the rest of your day. It's a nice day. The sun's out and it's good to see it. And say, don't forget to tune in later on. Praise God. Amen. Lord bless. Yeah.